Jody, I want to thank you for something, and I guess it's a wow for
keep the wow Wednesday. Okay.
For some reason, I seem to have a lot of wows every Wednesday.
It's really what it is.
Maybe your life's making a turn, Sam.
Nah, can't be. This wow is for recommending that I go back and stick with White Lotus.
The goal is to disappear behind our masks as pleasant, interchangeable helpers.
Because I did. I started the first episode over again and just kind of, it's slow.
Right. That's why you gave up on it. I almost did the same.
But because of what you said, I stuck with it. And by the second, third episode, it's like you're hooked. And then it's six episodes and it's over.
But wait, there's a second season, which is also very good, too.
Yeah. And then I started watching the second season, first episode, same thing.
Slow.
It's like, come on. But I'm through episode four now in season two.
Okay, wait.
Oh, hey. Wow, man, you're flying through this.
You've passed me up. I'm in season two, episode two.
Yeah.
And I also have to walk back the fact that, well, this is something I started watching, and I do like to have my own shows just for me.
Oh.
I do.
So you don't want me to talk about it?
No, I can talk to you about it. I'm saying at home.
She doesn't want me walking in.
Wow.
Hey, Jody, White Lotus, this looks like Fantasy Island
six
from the
episodes
70s.
In.
That's what I thought,
That's
too.
What he walked in and said, and it's like...
Where's Tattoo?
When Jody said, no, you really have to stick with it. I said, it looks like Fantasy Island.
Stop it, both of you. It's hard to describe this show. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's just a mystery. There's so
it's
much.
It's an ensemble cast, and you got to follow three or four different stories, and they all intermingle.
You cannot predict where it's going either. You never can.
Yeah, he likes the first layer. Maybe, I don't know, but what about the second layer and the third layer?
Jennifer Coolidge.
And then every step along the way.
Wait,
she's
driving you
nuts.
I'm sorry, I think she's fab. She's funny.
Just trying to get a hold of on her. It's just like, just when you think she's straightened out,
Here's what I'm going to walk
And there's
back.
Things you haven't made it to in season four that's going to make her even more bonkers.
Season two.
Two, rather, yes.
Murphy, I'm going to walk back. What I was saying is that you, I want this by myself. I do. I enjoy watching a show by myself, but I do know now that you would like it. You know who's in season two?
What the?
Christopher from The Sopranos is in season two.
Is he? Okay.
It's like Murphy would love watching him again.
I mean, so we've gone from locking me out of the bedroom to.
All right.
Please come watch.
A note. This one's for adults. It's for little children at all.
All right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
6:50, three things to know today. And next, Jody needs to get her head examined. I know why.
Remember the other day, Sam, I was telling you that I made my doctor laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you had...
I'm still smarting from that one.
You had a different doctor who wasn't in the mood for your jokes.
I can't seem to make any of my doctors laugh, yes.
I'm sorry. My doctor's pretty jovial. I mean, he's business.
Maybe I should change doctors.
It's not a laugh a minute or anything like that, but when I make him laugh, that's kind of nice. Because I think, man, I'm going to let Sam know that.
Rub it in.
Anyway, the reason I was there, it's a long story, and you're a little bit aware that I've been having these weird head pains, weird back of the head pains, and he's the one treating me for it, and we've ruled out migraines and all that because it's not a migraine.
Back of the head?
It's called...
it's not when Murphy's behind you, is it?
Yeah. It's an occipital
neuralgia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so it's an occipital nerve problem, and it's pretty painful. We want to rule out anything. So finally, he's sending me for an MRI. So I'll be getting an MRI soon. And
I'm glad for that because this has gone on for a little while, and
it has.
When you don't know and other treatments aren't working.
It's scary when it happens. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, it stops me. It's scary. Right? You've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, let this pass. And, but what's interesting to me about it is the night we were talking about it, we went to dinner with the girls the other night, and I was telling Taylor and Phoebe about it, and just talking about the MRI, Murphy gets, like, Murphy, you can't do the typical, what do you call it? Full.
Slide in.
Yeah, they call that a closed MRI.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
I'll be there for
you. You know that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be there for me. I don't know how long it'll take for them to look at my brain. They're literally looking at my neck.
Murphy, you want to take this one?
neck.
See, it's interesting you say that because I made that joke the last time I had the MRI, and the tech actually liked it.
Good for you.
I asked him if he found anything in there, and he said, well, okay. Never.
Anyway, but it's just such a real thing. I'm so grateful to not have that because I want to see. I want to see what's going on back there.
Yeah.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
Take that one, Sam.
Well, you know,
took the words out of my mouth.
I am really happy for you that you don't have the whole claustrophobia thing.
No, in fact, give me a blanket.
I can't go anywhere near one of those things.
I'm going to get in that thing with a blanket and take a nap.
Yeah.
And then they're going to beep me out, and I'm going to be like, wait, I was just so comfortable.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Filmmaker Ridley Scott, and I know you know that name, has brought us so much. Gutsy movies, if you will. One of his biggest, Gladiator.
Will you move your helmet and tell me your name?
My name is Gladiator.
Oh! Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, and Unforgettable.
Yeah.
Gritty movie.
It's
Here's
a good
the word.
Movie.
It is a good movie. He also made American Gangster, which is one of my favorite gangster movies.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he did that movie.
That movie takes some time. You have to have some patience with how good and leveled the story, like multi-layered the story is.
But Denzel Washington plays such an amazing gangster, mafia guy.
It's good that you bring up Denzel because they're set to work together again, Ridley Scott and Denzel Washington. Ridley wrote a part for him in the upcoming sequel to Gladiator.
Oh, wow.
And the word is Denzel is in the final stages of, you know, negotiations, figuring out how to, and it was created for him. He's excited about doing it.
Yeah.
And we're excited about seeing it.
Yeah.
Denzel
as a gladiator.
And a gladiator. Yeah, working with Ridley Scott, with the original maker of that movie. The sequel is expected to be set years after the events of the original Gladiator, which was released, how long ago do you think it was? In 2000.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Up next,
Sam has music news.
Yeah, I got some more info on the Ed Sheeran docuseries coming to Disney Plus.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by AutoZone.
You may have heard the news about the new docuseries actually coming to Disney Plus from Ed Sheeran. It's called The Sum of It All.
You guys said, do you want to make a documentary? And I went, yeah. And it should be me in the studio. And we'll play the gig. That's not what the documentary is. Lost. It just took over my life.
Yeah, I found out that the four episodes of this, each are going to deal with one specific topic. The first episode is going to be about love and the origin of Perfect. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell. This is about his wife, his now wife, Cherry, and how the song came about and how they, came about even better getting married. The second episode is going to be about loss, his good friend Jamal Edwards. In fact, the song coming out this weekend, or this Friday, Eyes Closed, is about the death of his friend Jamal, who helped him get into the business.
Oh, wow.
There's a Focus episode, he's going to share some songs from Subtract, the new album.
Okay.
And then the Balance episode, the last one, is how he and Cherry balance everything.
Right.
Concerts, recording, marriage life. They have a kid.
If you get a chance to watch this trailer, watch it. It'll make you, if you don't even have Apple, is it Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
I'm sorry, it's Disney Plus. You'll want it just to see this docuseries.
This is May 3rd. The album, his new album, Subtract, comes out May 5th, 2 days later. I don't know if you caught this one yesterday, but President Biden awarded National Medal of Arts medals to Bruce Springsteen. Also getting him yesterday, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Mindy Kaling, Jose Feliciano, and Miss Gladys Knight. Minus the Pips.
Heck yes.
And by the way, this is from the 2021 honors, which never took place because of COVID going on.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen all the stories. It's like 2021. What?
Why? Yeah,
that's
like why.
We're just getting around to it. And in a couple of weeks, April the 2nd, we are going to have the CMT Awards show up on TV. But CMT has announced that all next week, they're going to do something special every night. On Monday, there's going to be the award special nominees. On Tuesday night, a new Storytellers with Kane Brown. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm Wednesday night, a new Storytellers with Dirk Bentley.
Yeah.
And then a new show with Carly Pierce coming up Thursday night. And then the awards will be next Sunday night. CMT, they got something.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, heavy security was in place yesterday for a possible Donald Trump indictment, but nothing ended up happening. Nope. It ended up being a quiet day. The grand jury is still considering whether to indict him in this alleged hush money case with Stormy Daniels from 2016. That same grand jury is expected to reconvene today. And an indictment could still happen.
Yeah.
It takes 12 out of 23 people to vote yes for it to happen. Okay. So we shall see. Security expected to be high again today. Number two, it's American Red Cross Giving Day. Fourth Wednesday in March is when this happens. It's just a day to remember to support the American Red Cross for all the 60,000 disasters we have in this country every year that they come to the rescue for house fires, floods, hurricanes, almost anything. You can donate and look into it at redcross.org.
All right.
And number three, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour kicked off. We all know that. They called it Swift City.
Yeah, Glendale.
Last weekend. So
my idea was Arizona, but
I know. I like that.
Sorry.
Too late.
Yeah.
Okay. No, everyone's talking about the performance and the 3.5 hours or whatever, but also everything she was wearing, all of the costume changes, and everybody's waiting to see if she's going to do different ones this weekend. She's headed off for her next shows in Las Vegas this weekend.
Three things for you to know today.
Murphy didn't sleep much at all again last night. I don't know if you can tell
surprised.
If he's dragging today.
Do I look like I'm dragging?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a few hours. Well, that's a truth statement.
Well, it's early.
You'll hit a wall later in a day.
It's weird because, sometimes when you don't get enough sleep, you surprise yourself.
Right.
But, when it hits later in the day.
Faceplant.
So is Jody kicking you all night or something?
Jody doesn't kick.
Oh.
No, Jody doesn't kick. Jody, I was worried about waking Jody up last night because it happened to me again. I lay down 15 minutes into about to drift off, and I start itching again. And then it just...
Where?
Same foot?
Well, it became everywhere this time. No, it wasn't the foot. It was the back of my neck and my arms. Everything just started itching.
Do you take an allergy medicine? Because if I'm itching, to me, it's like stop the itch.
Yeah. I mean, the lights were off. I don't know what I grabbed out of the cabinet.
Oh,
but...
right. So here's the deal. It's
that's not true.
It burned, though.
It's time to troubleshoot.
Yeah.
And so what happened early? I get
We're going to do that now?
No. Well, yeah. I get up early before anyone else. I get up and see on the way to my coffee pot, what do I see? But two of my wallflowers taken out of the wall sitting there. And I'm thinking, he thinks it's the Fiji White Sands.
I do. I think problem. It is. I love that smell. But
and I'm like, wait, I love that scent. I want our house to smell like it.
It is the only thing that's been a change in our house,
it's
to my
true.
Knowledge.
You weren't itching before I put those in Sunday, though. Sunday's when I plugged those in.
I realize that's what you're hoping, but no, this is all since then.
Wow, and
it may not be that at all, but I did notice that, last night in the CPAP, I could smell
Fiji White Sands.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you like the ocean one.
Too,
can I swap it out?
Yeah. And it's not a dislike for it. I love the scent. There's just maybe it's just my own body's reaction to it. I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to leave it on. Here's the test. Yeah. We're going to leave it unplugged for the rest of the week. And we're going to see how you sleep and itch tonight.
Are you going to poke me all night and ask me, are you itching yet?
Yeah. How about now?
Of course not. I would never. And if you have to wake me up because you need help finding something to take, you can.
Yeah. And no plugging it in behind his back.
Fine.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We are getting some messages regarding... Itchy Murphy. Amy says, as someone who has random, sometimes severe allergic reactions, smells and scents can definitely cause allergic reactions. My daughter also has the same issue, worse than I do. She can't go into Bath and Body Works stores due to the scents.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's tough.
It is sad. Yeah. Plus, you don't get the buy three, get three free deal. Which I don't do that very often because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the trickery of that. It's kind of like, what?
In this case, I still don't know for sure that this is what's making me itch. I mean, it's not the smell itself. The smell, of course, is a result of the essential oils that you're,
or whatever chemicals.
That create the fragrance, yes.
Right. Because there are other wallflowers we've used, like ocean, that don't make you itch.
No, I know. Usually I don't have a fragrance issue. It's
white.
Anything that's super, super flowery in anything is too much for me. Okay. I like fresh and clean smell. Flowery, okay. I can't deal with.
Darlene says hello regarding
Hi,
itchy
Darlene.
Murphy. I feel so bad for Murphy's nights of itching and wanted to share my similar experience. I've always had my love for all eucalyptus-scented Bath and Body Works products, especially there. The candles.
There we go.
Until a couple of years ago when I became allergic to that scent out of the blue and now get stuffy nose, itchy throat, itchy body at the first breath of it.
Wow.
I've known people who have eucalyptus, and it's not just a Bath and Body Works thing, obviously. It's just the scent. But eucalyptus is one of those that can cause people to, you know,
it's a strong scent. Yeah.
That's my wallflower scent throughout the house. Eucalyptus and spearmint.
Of course it is, Koala. Of course it is, Sammy. Man, okay. I hope you figure out the source of your night itch and have a wonderful night's sleep tonight.
Thank
Wishing you a fabulous day. Thank you all for filling my days with laughter. Food dude news and great music. Darlene, thank you for that. We'll find the source of it. And we will get rid of Fiji White Sands, Murphy. Obviously,
if
we don't want
problem.
You to be itchy.
Yeah, I don't know that is the problem.
It is the only. It is like an invest, like circumstantial.
Well,
circumstantial evidence says it is that.
Producer Faith has some Fiji White Sands lotion if you want to rub some on.
Yeah.
Let's get to the bottom of this quick.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
It's graduation season, and Harvard's graduating class of 2023 really going to go out with a special sort of bang. Their commencement, well, they've always had great ones.
Well, it's Harvard.
And it's Harvard.
Yeah.
They've had Oprah, and they've had Steven Spielberg. Top notch. Okay, they've had Mark Zuckerberg. I wonder how everybody felt about that. It's like the year before, it's Oprah and what? But this year, it will be Tom Hanks.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Isn't that cool?
You never know what you're going
to get. He's done commencement speeches before.
I'm sure too. But he's 66 years old.
Just curious what he has to say.
He will be receiving an honorary degree also May 25th, and he will deliver the commencement speech. And the
Houston,
very next day.
We have a problem.
Yeah. The very next day, I guess we'll get all the highlights of it. You know, he's going to be funny. He's going to be touching. He's so great. I've also got some Star Wars news. They have been working on this new Star Wars series coming soon called Skeleton Crew.
Hey, and today's Mandalorian Day.
Yeah, but Skeleton Crew is, you know, all the series are always so secretive.
Yeah.
But this one stars Jude Law.
Oh.
And it's about a group of kids lost in the galaxy trying to find their way home. Ah. Yeah. And the word is the directors of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the movie that won almost swept the Oscars, are involved.
Cool.
In directing maybe one or multiple episodes.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Big basketball tourney time, and there's a new scam linked to it.
Yeah, it might be coming to your phone. We'll tell you what to look for. A lot of Americans are losing money to brackets right now. Brackets that are busted or whatever, depending on what you betted for. You bet. What you bet for March Madness.
That's okay, you're using the past tense.
For March Madness. Did you do any of that, Sam?
No.
I know you've been known to in the past.
Basketball's not my game.
Yeah. You can still bet.
Yeah.
Not if you... I get it, though. If it's your game, you're in it.
Yeah. And March Madness, I mean, a lot of these games, there's always those surprise upsets. So
right.
It's always dicey.
Very good. Smart. But there are NCAA bracket scams. Murphy, you'll be happy to know. I'm hoping this won't hit your phones. I don't think it'll hit mine. But it's a bogus texts that are coming to millions of phones, Americans' phones. It looks like they're coming from DraftKings or FanDuel.
Oh.
So it's savvy.
Oh, you mean happy to know because somebody's catching the,
Yeah.
Okay.
The FBI say the scammers have been blasting out thousands of fake brackets per minute during this year's tournament. The scam has like an urgent tone. So if you get, first of all, if you get something from, if you're doing something with either one of these betting,
I have a DraftKings account, so I would follow Murphy's advice, which he gives every time.
Let's hear it.
to go over to the app and log into my own account, don't follow that link.
Right, don't ever.
Well, I don't think any betting service, regardless of you know the name of them, dude, if you don't have an account with them.
Right.
You know, right.
I've missed actual important things because if it comes to me on text and it has a link, I'm like, I'm not touching it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even opening it. So yeah, go to the app. But what's happening, these texts are coming, and they do all have an urgent tone, and they do look like they're coming from FanDuel or DraftKings. Hmm. It'll be like, act fast, or time is running out.
Yeah, here's a winner,
words.
Don't wait.
Right. And some people are falling for it.
You know, the shame in that is that they could send hundreds of thousands of text messages out, and it only takes one or two of them to, you know.
And that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Breach.
Isn't that funny? They're literally playing the odds.
They are.
The scammers.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Anyway, but just know if you get anything from that, and if you are betting, don't do it.
Don't fall for the text link for a service that you actually don't use, yeah.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, chances are you've heard, seen headlines about this deadly fungus spreading through U.S. healthcare facilities. It's called Candida auris, and it's pretty rough. Researchers are saying it spreads from person to person or by someone coming into contact with contaminated surfaces. Hmm. It's found on the skin and throughout the body, and apparently right now, so far, is drug resistant. But the CDC tells us it's not a threat to healthy people, but it can be really rough and deadly for those who are on vents and ventilators and having lengthy hospital stays or nursing home stays.
Okay.
Number two, Apple's autocorrect is driving Apple users crazy with these misspelled words for no reason. After the upgrade last month, iPhone users complaining about unnecessary pluralizations, adding Z's after apostrophes, and changing words like food to good for no apparent reason. I guess rest assured they'll be working on another update. Maybe somebody was playing a trick.
Yeah.
And number three, hundreds of Bed Bath & Beyond stores, hundreds more, are closing.
Aww.
400 more stores closing in an effort for them to stay out of bankruptcy. Mm. But the news is stores like Ross, Home Goods, TJ Maxx will be moving in because those are the stores that scoop up the vacant Bed Bath & Beyond stores.
Well, that works for me.
And you can still do Bed Bath & Beyond online. Huh. That works for you, too.
Three things to know today. I'm going to tell you a baseball story here.
Oh, okay.
What is that, Sam?
Actually, it's a T-ball story. My eldest son, Sammy, is now, Hollis, my grandson, is playing T-ball this year. And they had their draft or whatever a week or so ago. And Sammy was telling me that he was going to help out as an assistant coach. Because Sammy, if you don't know, he did baseball in, you know, Little League, and then he was on a tournament team that traveled around, and they played. It was like almost year-round baseball.
Sure.
Until he was a teenager.
Weren't you involved?
Yeah, I was.
Nice, Sam.
He's so tall, he certainly could have been a basketball player, too.
Yeah, he did play basketball in school.
Yeah.
So Hollis is out for T-ball. So
sweet.
Because there weren't enough people, Sammy signed up for the coach, and it's funny to hear him describe now what it's like, because it's like stuff I've already, you know, as when Sammy was playing T-ball, I saw this stuff happening, and you just sit back and you enjoy it because that's basically what T-ball is. But he's got kids, he says that he takes them out there because he doesn't know what to train them on just yet, because this is 3 and 4 year olds.
Sure.
It's not even 5 and 6 year olds.
So
it's not like you can say, okay, well, everybody in the stance and position yourself on your toes to go this way.
I'm sure it's difficult.
It's basically, okay, we're going to run the bases to make sure you got them in order.
Right.
But what happens is, he says, the kids will run the bases, and then like 3 or 4 kids, I don't want to run them anymore. And I remember this, too. It's like you'd send the kids out to the outfield. And it's like you got the kids who don't pay attention, or it's like, ooh, a B. You know, they're flat. Do I have to go out this time?
Right.
And the big highlight, of course, is the after-game snack.
Right. Everybody's down for
I'm only here because there's food afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, some of the kids may be there because their parents want them to be there. Some of those kids may not want to be there.
Yeah. Well, and when you're 3 and 4, you're probably not making those decisions.
Of course
you know what I mean? It's like, you know, today I want to play baseball.
And the thing about it is, no matter how our times change and how life changes, and we have all these crazy technologies, if we are ever in the jets and cars, that those things will still happen. The things that you witnessed on the field, Sammy is witnessing now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hollis one day may grow up and coach T-ball. And it's the same human experience.
Yeah. It's just my advice is, you know, it's T-ball. Just sit back and have fun with it.
Did he ask your advice?
No.
Oh, well, it's good that you did it here. Jump into the conversation anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
So here we are, a week into this now, and Jody still has no, but this is a missing package. It's a necklace that you ordered, right? Or is it earrings, or is it?
Aw, it's a necklace.
Yeah.
I got a really good deal on it, and I really wanted it.
Well, and this is actually what you bought it from a resale site. So it's not like you bought it directly from a vendor.
No.
It's a person-to-person thing.
But it's a legit resale site that I do business with on the regular.
But it does make it more difficult to go back to the owner who sold it to you because if it's lost, it's lost.
Yeah, the case has already been closed with the retailer.
Oh.
They're like, I'm sorry, it's been that you need to accept your item. And I keep saying, I don't have my item.
You need to accept your fate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
How are you, Tony?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I work for the United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
Well,
and so the tractors that we have GPS in them. So if you can call the post office wherever you live, give them the tracking number, they can find out where that package was delivered, where if it was left in a mailbox, and with Porch, we have different areas where we leave a package, and they can track where it was left at.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is awesome.
If that is true about the FedEx, a lot of times FedEx does hand packages off to us that we deliver.
Okay.
It has two scans on it. Yeah. One scan to be FedEx, one scan to be ours, and ours is usually the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We have UPS does the same thing with us. We have packages UPS drops off, and we deliver for them.
Okay.
So there's a chance she's right that it is still sitting at the post office. But like I said, I would call. Don't call the 800 number because you'll sit on hold forever.
Okay.
Call the local, wherever your local post office is, and they can track where that package was delivered.
Okay.
Sweet.
This is me troubleshooting before it even happens.
Oh.
Would you, if you were me, Tony, would you call my local, or would you go and stand in line and speak to a human?
I would go and talk to somebody, because especially, as long as you have the tracking number, they have a... Many ways to track where that package is.
Okay, I do have the tracking number, and I am looking for my package. I'm excited.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you.
And thank you,
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
The trial over that 2016 skiing accident involving actress Gwyneth Paltrow began yesterday. And yep, she was in court. We were telling you about it the other day. So she's skiing along in 2016 and she crashes into this man. They crash into each other, but it's a he said, she said sort of thing.
She said he did the crash and he said
she
did.
Yeah, he said, look, she knocked me down hard. She knocked me out, causing a brain injury, 4 broken ribs, and then she just skied away with her instructor. And she's like, whoa, he was up high. I was down low. I sustained a full body blow. You apologized to me, and then we skied off. And so he's seeking a ton of money.
Yeah.
And she's seeking $1 in damages plus
the old Taylor Swift trick.
And the word is she's in court. Nobody knows whether she's going to testify. It's not always the best idea.
I don't guess Iron Man's going to testify on her behalf, huh?
Man, that would steal the show. And then she'd for sure win. Moving on to something else. You know, John Wick 4 is out this week.
Yeah.
A man has to look his best when it's time to get married.
You know where I'll be.
Keanu Reeves. Releasing this statement about the loss of one of his fellow actors, Lance Riddick, who died. He was in all the movies.
He's been in all of them. He's been great, too.
And he died he was only 60 years old, died the other day from natural causes. Keanu's statement was, Lance is a very beautiful person and special artist, and they're all mourning him at this sort of celebratory time. We were saying earlier that Sam is outpacing me on a show that I had started watching, and then you came in late in the game. And now you're winning the race.
It's not a race.
Whatever, I'm joking. Well, here's what's up.
What?
If you're watching a show and you want to talk to somebody about it after episodes, you have to be on the same page as them. Like when House of the Dragon or Game of Thrones would only drop a Sunday night episode, you have that with The Mandalorian on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That you can talk about your Star Wars buddies right after.
Yeah, well, yeah. I can't talk about The Mandalorian here because no one cares.
That's right.
Hey, Murphy, did you see? No.
Right. No, Jody, yeah. That's not a show that you would hear Jody say, that's
no
my
way.
Show.
Yeah. No way. Okay, so anyway, I turned you on to White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the first season. Sam has passed me up. You're already halfway through season two.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What the funny thing is, though, Murphy, he can't stand one of the most important characters.
I don't know if it's the person or the character. It's Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, he likes the first layer. Maybe. I don't know. You know, but what about the second layer and the third layer? And then every step along the
way. I guess you can't say
way,
what it is.
I have to worry about, well, you know, is he going to enlighten the next
If you watch this show, she's the most unusual character to watch. She has become she became that character
so well. That aloof thing she does at the award ceremonies, that's just like what the character is.
That drives
is.
You nuts?
Well, I don't know if it's her or if she's acting while she gets the awards.
Right.
She's a stellar actress if that's all acting.
I happen to think it's a lot of acting. She also understands that that's her. At the awards show, she's really funny, and she's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to kind of come out of her mouth, mm-hmm. and people either love her or they don't. She's polarizing, just like you're saying.
But I like the character, though. The character is serving a purpose here.
Totally. It's really fun when Sam can't stand a character, though. Because I am going to blast her in here all the time, just for you.
I just want to say, you know, there were so many people are in this room here. There were like five people that kept me going for, you know, 20 years with these little jobs. And Ryan Murphy, you were one of them. You know, these little jobs that like kept me going. It was like five casting. It was like, you know, you, Ryan, and let's see, we got, well, who else was there? It was just you, Ryan. I don't know.
That's our acceptance speech at the Golden Globes.